The Morningside Mustang football team becomes Great Plains Athletic Conference champs. The regular season ended this last weekend with a victory against Briarcliff. I have Joe Tarpey here that's going to talk to us a little bit about the games.
The game was a blowout, but it felt good to end the season like that.
The team now is headed into playoffs, meeting Montana Tech this Saturday in Sioux City. Head coach Steve Ryan has led the team to 8 straight appearances in the NAIA National Championship Series.
A large part of our success comes from our coaches because they prepare us so well for each week.
The Mustangs are undefeated heading into the playoffs. The boys have scored a total of 457 points and have given up only 57.
Obviously, both of our offense and our defense are very strong.
Over 100 players make up the team this season. Come show your support for the Mustangs this Saturday on their road to becoming national champions. The expected precipitation this winter is boosting hopes for farmers. The Farmer's Almanac says the Midwest will have a usual winter. Temperatures may swing quite a bit, but snowfall will be average for this area. The summer's drought hurt farmers this year. The high temperatures and very little rainfall affected farmers all through the Midwest. Stephanie Short, a farmer's wife, is here to talk to us about the drought.
This year, I think everyone was affected by the drought.
The Iowa Weather blog reported Sioux City receiving 2.79 inches of rain between June 1st and July 15th. The average for that time period is 5.6 inches.
It feels like we got even less than half the average rainfall.
This is said not to affect the weather this winter, though.
I'm hoping we get a lot of snow this year to make up for the drought.
With the average snowfall being 34.8 inches for Sioux City, farmers can keep their heads up for the next crop season. Loans are haunting students everywhere. The major question here is 4 years of college worth being 20 years in debt? Students in college are working to earn a degree to make a living once they have graduated. This is a difficult situation because the job market is increasingly competitive. A student may start paying back loans 6 months after graduation. Erin Wissink, a student at Morningside College, talks to us about her experiences.
I'm worried I won't have a job right after college.
The average cost in 2011 for a four-year institution was $22,000 per year. Those numbers can scare anyone away from getting a degree.
Thinking about the amount of money I will owe after college scares me. I'm really glad Morningside helps us out a little bit.
Go out there and get a degree. It will be worth it in the long run.